Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for joining us on this, all of the glory, all of the honor, all of our praises, and all of our worship belongs to you, Lord Wednesday. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor you, O God, and we worship you on this Wednesday, Father. We thank you for this day, the third day of April 2019, God. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth in our lives as it is in heaven, O God. We pray right now, and we thank you, God, for the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the mission and mandate that you gave them, and we thank you for their yes, Father. We thank you for every life that is listening right now, Father. We praise you right now for the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, God. And we say thank you for everything, oh God. Thank you for everything, oh God. Thank you for everything, oh God. And we will be forever grateful to give you our worship, Father. And so we thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for showing up in a mighty way in Las Vegas, Nevada. We thank you for showing up in a great way, Father God. And we thank you for the shift that you allowed in the atmosphere. So God, I ask right now that you would increase in the speaker as they will come forth this morning, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we will be forever grateful to give your name all the glory, all of our worship, all of our praise, and all of the honor. And these things I ask and I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to ask our host, will you please come to the line at this time?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. The platform is yours. Take it away. God bless you.
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Good morning. Thank you for that greeting this morning. We worship you, worship you. And that powerful prayer, we thank you this morning. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I want to say good morning. Master's Call, all it started back in 2010. We had two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Yes, I have a scripture. And the scriptures is Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We have a website. Lord, we're so grateful. TheMastersCall.net. TheMastersCall.net. You can go and read the bios and of the speakers. Our theme this year, 2019, is God's hands is justice and clarity, trust in me, indulge in, and collectively with clear to be seen. If you've been fed by the Lord, if you've been led by the Lord and part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany did, a host as just truly, or share word from the Lord. You may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Minister Brenda Terrell, and they will get back with you and in that information. And you can contact them at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. We have a phenomenal company called Oz International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. I am so excited. We are now called Artist Life, the greatest product on this side of heaven, the greatest product. Become healthy, and you can become wealthy. This morning, the morning motivation call held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders give valuable information on benefits of wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005, 770-400-5. The PIN number is 294-617#, 294-617#. So if you have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can call in. Call that number before you dial the numbers, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday. My fearless leader is going to be doing awesome information on Awareness Wednesday. So we just want everyone to be able to be plugged in to listen to that call this morning and share the call. Call someone. Share this with each and everyone because we want everyone to be empowered this morning. Well, I just want to say to you also this announcement. I'm just so excited this morning about the new trip. We just came back from Las Vegas, so that was so awesome. I'm still smiling right this morning. But we, then you know, Otis is so such a beautiful company, and the founders set up another trip to go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Well, everyone should go to their back office or welcomeotis.com and log in, sign in. I just did it last night myself, so sign in. We will. And they will be grateful so we all come together. And that's a free trip, but you got to do the work. So we just so grateful for that. They just love us. And so I love them also. But let me stop. I want to just introduce you to the speaker. I'm so excited that this morning, last night, I got the message. Oh, we have our fearless co-founder, one of them, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, I love this co-founder. I love both of them. They're so awesome. They are just the moments that you want. But anyway, let me just read a little bit about her bio. So she has an extensive bio. So we, like I said, you can go to read her bio in her back office. After this, after successful 12 years of career as an industrial engineer corporate in America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call into ministry. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon then enrolled in the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in January 1990. She was ordained in January 15, 1995. She's founder of the Director of Van Networks, Vanessa Network, a network industry self-improved organization which introduced body to body by joining believers. So I'm not going to read all her bio, but it is extensive, but I just want to say Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is a awesome leader. I tell you, I smile because she has really, I'm just blessed. We are blessed to have her in our organization, but I want to say, Dr. Vanessa, I don't want to hold you back from this message you're about to share with you this morning. So without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. How are you today?
Awesome.
I see that smile all the way through the phone, and it was such a blessing to hug your neck and spend some quality time with you. Good morning, TMC family. A special shout out to my fellow co-founder, my sister, my dear friend. It was so good spending time with her and our awesome brother Lester. Got to finally meet him face to face, and it was such a joy. Just a warm kingdom's greeting to you and to the entire Artist Life family. As Minister Cynthia said, we're still in the overflow. A big thanks to our songbird. All of the praises do belong to God, leading us into the presence of God through worship and song this morning. And then just continuing on, greeting this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. It was so good hugging your neck, seeing you, and just all that you do for the Master's Call as well as our Artist Life family. I tell you, we are so, so blessed. And then got a special surprise when I was looking on the board this morning. Saw our dear Minister Willa. So glad she's safely back in the States on her final leg to go home. And I know we'll hear from you later on in the week, but we're so glad that you're back safely, and I saw the pictures of the family of Macy and her husband and his parents and you. So just so glad that family is what God is doing in us and through us. And we know this is a special month. We're in the 29th day today for those who've been going through Lent as we head toward Resurrection Sunday this month. Yes, we're already in April and are pressing in and staying in that place so that we're consumed with the presence of God with all we do. So thank you, thank you, thank you for making the time, taking the time to be a part of the call this morning. This also is Black Women's History Month. I know. We had Black History Month in February, Women's History Month in March, and now this is Black Women's History Month, and their subtheme is Brilliant, Bold, and Beautiful. And I love the scripture verse coming from the 46th division of Psalms. That fifth verse says, God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. And the mission statement is so powerful. Black Women's History Month is to embrace achievements, build understanding and awareness, and to celebrate the rich history of the past, present, and future generations of not only Black women, but minority women who are the descendants of Africa, to include, and I mean they list about 15 or 20 different African-American, Afro-Australian, Afro-Mexican, Afro-Latino, and on and on. And then it concludes with even of the Italians of African descent by saying the Black History Women's Month is about unifying the community by promoting visibility, education, empowerment, contribution, and achievement, which positively impacts communities across the globe. So April is International Black Women's History Month. I love the logo, and they go on to say Black and minority women are a lot like Black orchards. Black orchards are a symbol of power and absolute authority. It is generally known that Black is an imposing color, symbolizing authority and submission, and combined with the luxurious beauty of the orchard. So the Black orchard came to symbolize great power. And I tell you, when we look in the history, as I was even saying last month with women, women have been such a backbone of everything, but Black women and women of color have had twice as much historically placed upon them. Let me give you just a few accomplishments, because I always want to remind us, encourage us, challenge us to do our part, because we stand on the shoulder of giants. Somebody needs to be able to stand on our shoulders, and I pray that we are before God every day asking what we can do to do our part. Some African Americans first for women in literature is the poet Lucy Terry. Back in 1746, we know we were straight up in slavery time, wrote Bar's Fight, B-A-R apostrophe S. It is her only surviving poem, but she was a well-respected poet. Another published well-respected poet, go to any city, you will see in the Black side of town a Phyllis Wheatley High School. In 1773, this poet wrote poems on various subjects, religious and moral, considered the founder of African-American literature. I was blessed when I was at Spelman. She was still writing. Pulitzer Prize poet Gwendolyn Brooks. In 1950, she won the Pulitzer Prize. She reminded me so much at that time. She was like a younger version of Maya Angelou, but had such deep wisdom and thought. Another sister who is still holding up the bloodstained banner, Toni Morrison, Nobel Prize for Literature in 1993. Some African-American firsts in music and dance by some women. We all remember Marian Anderson. She was the first member of the Black woman and Black person
of the Metropolitan Opera Company in 1955. And what about nobody can scat like Ella Fitzgerald. She was the first female Grammy Award winner, black, in 1958. I tell you, in spite of all odds, we've still been accomplishing great things. The first Oscar to go to a black female. We've all seen the movie, Gone with the Wind, to Hattie McDaniel in 1940. And the first Oscar Best Actor nominee to a black female went to Dorothy Dandridge in 1954 from Carmen Jones of that film. So we've been so blessed to make accomplishments as female and definitely as females of color. I was laying this morning saying, God, I know there's a fresh word. So many different topics I've been writing in my journal to develop for a message today. But he took me to a place, and I laughed because when I was rolling over watching some church programs this morning, he always wakes me up between like 4 and 4:30 to pray in the morning. Heard this phrase, and it just exploded in my spirit, and all the dots came together. And the title of the message that I'm going to minister for the next 10 minutes is, Can God Trust You with Trouble? Ask yourself that. Can God trust you with trouble? The text scripture that God gave me was from that first chapter of Job. We know the story. We know the story. Job 1, and I'm going to read out of the NIV version, verses 6 through 12, what I want to hone in on this morning. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, Where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Verse 8, whew, sometimes in our lives we all feel like God has said this about us. Verse 8, Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hand so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, Very well, then. Everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. This morning, can God trust you with trouble? One of my mentors who I dearly miss, who the last place he spoke was to our Artist Life family in the Bahamas before his, I say untimely, but God knows all things, death was Dr. Miles Monroe. And he has a saying that says, trust is the product of test over time. Let me say that again. Trust is the product of test over time. He goes on to say, never trust a person who has never been tested. We must earn the right to be trusted. Trust is the product of test over time. Never trust a person who has never been tested. You and I must earn the right to be trusted. But can we handle the test so that we can be trusted? What's the definition of trust? Well, according to the online Meridian Webster Dictionary, it says assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of something or someone. See, some synonyms of trust are confidence, belief, faith. Faith and trust are synonymous. Freedom from suspicion or doubt. I love to call trust confident expectation. All this morning, I'm asking you, can God trust you with trouble? Will you stand firm? Will you stay focused? Will you be faithful? Let's go through some quick principles. Well, first, God mentioned Job Job did not advertise himself. Sometimes, the word is very clear about be humble and let others speak of you. Don't toot your own horn. But some of us are minding our own business, and we're like, why is all of these fiery darts coming at me? Sometimes from heaven, God mentions you. God is pleased with you and I. And so at verse 8, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. When we live for Christ, his power will live big in us. And the devil hates that, and he hates us. See, darkness never likes the light. Evil never likes good. Drama never likes peace. And trouble never likes you and I trusting in God. Can you handle the trouble that the enemy will definitely bring your way? Can you handle the betrayals that belief in God will definitely bring your way? Can you handle the rejection from the holy haters that resent your godly success? Oh, this morning, the prophet has a question for you. Can God trust you with trouble? See, here's the other principle. The devil never plays fair. The devil never plays fair. So have a battle-ready mindset. Trusting God is our true weapon of warfare. Let's break it down. That T in trust is there will always be tests and trials, and they create the opportunity to trust. Remember, folks, we live in a fallen world, and trouble is everywhere, coming at us in all forms. But that T in trust also is, but there's a timing in God that is perfected as we learn to trust God more and more. It's the Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, the Kairos timing of God. Don't worry about the chronos, the chronological, when the clock says it's 7:22 Central Standard Time. Be more concerned about the kairos, the season, the timing of God. When you go through your tests, when you have your trials, it's your opportunity to trust that are, seek a right relationship with Christ. It'll increase your ability to trust God more. Jehovah Tiskanu in the Hebrew. Right relationship. Get that up and down when you look up to your Heavenly Father. Know he can look down and be pleased in our doing, in our living. Desire righteousness in every area of your life. Hunger for his holiness. See, can God trust you? Can God trust me with trouble? Remember, it's not if trouble comes, but when trouble comes. Can God trust us to do the right thing, to do the righteous thing, not because a supervisor is watching, but because we know the Holy Spirit and God is always watching. We should always trust God, but again, my strategic prophetic question is, can God trust us? Can God brag on us like he bragged on Job? The you in trust is in all of our getting, come on, Proverbs 4:7, we must strive to get understanding. We must desire to graduate from just knowledge, just having a whole bunch of facts in your head, but seek to eat the meat, to have the knowledge, and the understanding is even greater of what you know. Some of us can quote facts but have no depth, no perspective, no understanding in all of your getting, in all of your acquiring, in all of you amassing. Make sure you're getting some understanding. That S in trust is learn to sanctify our thoughts by staying in his presence. Learn to sanctify our thoughts by staying in his presence. Ephesians 5:26 talks about the washing of the word washing us from the cares of the world, the stench of the world that we all have because we are in this world, but we're not of this world. Allow God to purge us, purify us, and he will press, like the grapes, crush us, but it will make us, here's those other S's in trust, stronger and more steadier in our faith and ability to trust God more. It allows the Jehovah Makedesh. The whole Jehovah Makedesh in the Hebrew is the sanctifying power of God. I pray over myself every day, and some days I'm like, because it hurts so bad. I said, Father, the consuming fire, that's Jehovah Makedesh. See a torch in your spiritual eyes coming in and burning out all the dross, all those little negative attitudes when you need a checkup from the neck up, all these belief systems that are not rooted and grounded in the world, some unforgiveness that we need to let it go. Ask for the sanctifying, but the power of the Lord to burn out of us everything, anything that's not like him. Can God trust you with trouble? That T as I close in trust. True trust walks by faith and not by sight. It rehearses the past victories and the triumphs. See, reminding us if he did it before, he can do it again. Every test in life we encounter will make you confront some kind of trouble. Let me say that again. Every test in life we encounter will make us, not suggest to us, but it will make us confront some kind of trouble. No ostrich ministry here, folks. You can't put your head in the sand. See, in the midst of turmoil, God is teaching us how to trust him more. In the midst of tragedy, God brings in trust first cousin, which is hope. And it makes us focus on the future, learning how to trust God more. In the midst of tearing down, tearing apart, the terrifying tearing from top to bottom, God makes us trust him more. And it takes all of it to create the testimony that we have. Life will always come with trouble, but God trusts us to lean not on our own understanding, but with every trial, with every test, with every tragedy, totally trust in God. I ask you as I close, can God trust you with trouble? Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Good. Oh, my. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for that profound worship. Can we trust? Oh, never trust a person that have not been tested. That is a true fact for life. Thank you for that profound word. Shortly to come back, I will be calling back for the benediction. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for that awesome word. Can we trust? Can we trust you, Lord? This morning, let us be filled up this morning. Fill her up, Lord, with overflow. May we have courage to share what you have done in our lives and learn from each other. We adore you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Robbins Patton, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the TMC Masters Call Prayer Warriors and family and guests that joined us this morning on this Masters Call. We pray for every sick and shut-in person this morning. Father, go by the nursing home this morning, the hospital. Someone needs you this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for every bereaving family this morning. Comfort them, Lord. Comfort them this morning. God, you can, only you can do that. We trust you. We can trust God completely, his words and our path to our life. We are wise and listen to it. Obey him, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We adore you for everything that you have done. We thank you this morning. We thank you for that word. Hallelujah. This morning, Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen, amen, amen. This is our, you know, we're so grateful this morning. It's a beautiful call. To hear this playback, this powerful message, go out and share this with everyone. Text it. Put it on your Facebook. This is a powerful word. And also Black History Women's Month. That's awesome. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-6775. 957-677-pound. We have our special. Want you, everyone, to go. Don't forget to go to welcomeartist.com and sign up for that. That trip that you, everyone can do it. just go, and we all want to be in Port of Arthur in October. So we just, I'm so grateful. So anyway, this morning is a motivation call with my two fierce leaders, Mr. Reggie Flanagan and Mrs. Flanagan. We'll be doing a call, and that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting us this morning and on our blessing with prayer. We thank you this morning. Oh, my God. I'm thanking Dr. Vanessa Motherfoon for this profound word. You thank you again for that powerful message this morning. We cannot say but trust in the Lord. Thank you this morning. Would you close out in benediction, please?
Amen. Thank you. Father God, we just thank you that you have always been faithful, always been trustworthy, always been dependable in our lives, you and your word, which are eternal. Now, as we leave from this call, we thank you that we'll stay in your gym of faith and work our faith muscles, sharpen our eyes to walk by faith and not by sight. Lean not on our own understanding, but we will totally trust in you. So, Father, let this word saturate in our spirits and be marinated in our hearts so that we will truly be your ministers in the marketplace, not afraid to confront trouble, but to be your agents of reconciliation and restoration. And as we go with all we do and say, we will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Bye-bye.